You know who's got to be the bravest person in the Marvel Universe? Whoever has to give She-Hulk a bikini wax.
You want to talk brave? How about Captain America's undocumented Mexican gardener?
He's not braver than whoever uses the bathroom after the thing.
As usual, you're all wrong. The bravest person in the Marvel Universe is the doctor who gives Wolverine his prostate exam.
How about the guy who gets a prostate exam from Wolverine?
Now you're just being silly. Wolverine's never displayed the slightest interest in helping others prevent prostate cancer. Hello? Yes, the elevator's out of order. You'll have to use the stairs. Well, of course you can. Pizza dates back to the 16th century, while the first elevator was not installed until 1852. That means that for over 300 years, people carried pizzas upstairs. Be part of that proud tradition.
I'll go get Penny while that guy spits on our food.
Do you think they gave Wolverine an adamantium prostate?
That's a stupid question.
We're having a conversation about probing the hymens of superheroes. There are no stupid questions.
Yes.
Oh, is Penny here?
You're Leonard, right?
Yeah.
Damn, it's good to finally meet you, son.
Okay, I think a bit of context here might help.
My dad.
Oh, good. Context.
Come on in, buddy. Take a load off.
Oh, gee, Dad. Leonard can't stay. He just dropped by to say hello. Thanks for stopping by, sweetie. I'll see you later.
That was odd.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! Are you sure you have enough comics? You're going to be monitoring the telescope for 12 hours, and by my estimate, you've only selected 7 hours of reading material. That's even factoring in your difficulty in parsing American comic book idioms like BAMF and SNICKT.
Is that racist? It feels racist.
Don't be oversensitive. He's calling you illiterate, not your race.
Oh, okay, good. I don't need more comics. I was going to stop by. We're going to play Intergalactic Battleship and Indian Monopoly.
I don't care for novelty editions of Monopoly. I prefer the classics, regular and Klingon.
Actually, Indian Monopoly is just like regular, except the money's in rupees. Instead of hotels, you build call centers. And when you pick a chance card, you might die of dysentery. Oh, just FYI, that was racist.
You'll never guess what just happened.
You went out in the hallway, stumbled into an interdimensional portal which brought you 5,000 years into the future, where you took advantage of the advanced technology to build a time machine, and now you're back to bring us all with you to the year 7010, where we are transported to work at the Thinkatorium by telepathically controlled flying dolphins?
No.
Oh.
Penny kissed me.
Well, who would ever guess that?
What kind of a kiss?
A big kiss on the mouth.
Is it possible that she was going for your cheek and you moved and she accidentally got lip? That happens with me and my mom all the time.
She introduced me to her father, kissed me, and then shut the door in my face.
Maybe she was trying to send you a message.
You think?
Yeah. This man is not my father. I'm being held hostage. So I'm going to do something insane in the hopes that you'll call 911.
Penny kissing me is not insane. She used to kiss me all the time.
Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. By that standard, Penny is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Just saying, it felt like it may have meant something.
Oh, this takes me back, Leonard obsessing about Penny. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love your new stuff, but once in a while, it's nice to hear the hits.
Ooh, ooh, do... Our babies will be smart and beautiful.
That one always makes me laugh.
Why do I bother talking to you people?
If it'll make you feel better, we rarely listen.
Hey, can I talk to you right here for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
I'm starting to think we're never going to see that pizza.
So you're probably wondering what that was all about.
What, the kissing and everything? Nah, women do that to me all the time.
Yeah, okay, the thing is, I kind of told my father we got back together again.
What? Why?
Well, you're the first guy he's ever really approved of, you know? You're a scientist who went to college, and you don't have a neck tattoo or outstanding warrants or... or a baby.
What kind of guys did you used to go out with?
Just guys. Anyway, when I told him we split up, he was heartbroken, and he kept bugging me, how's Leonard? Why can't she get back together with Leonard? I bet Leonard never tipped a cow over on himself. So, to get him off my back, I told him we'd work things out.
Really? How'd we manage that?
What?
Like, did you apologize? Did you have to woo me?
Get over yourself. I whistled, you came running.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay, why are you arguing about this?
I'm just saying, if we fake got back together, that's totally not how it fake happened.
Oh. Okay. Will you please just play along until my dad leaves?
Hold on. Do you actually want me to deceive your father with some sort of sham play acting and kissing? Because I'm good with that.
Penny, you out here?
Come on, honey. Not in front of my dad.
Relax. I've seen you do a lot worse with a lot stupider.
See? He doesn't mind.
So, Leonard, I'm taking your gal out for a steak dinner. You want to join us?
Dad, that's nice, but Leonard has to work. Right, Leonard?
I do. I have to work.
Yeah.
But I'm going to blow that off to spend the evening with my sweetie and her father, because just the kind of boyfriend I am.
No.
Come here, you.
No. C7.
Miss...
How could that be a miss? C6 was a hit. C8 was a hit. Part of your starship has to be on C7.
Not if it has a hole in the middle.
What kind of spaceship has a hole in the middle?
A Romulan battle bagel?
Knock, knock.
Oh, great. You made it. Come on in. I invited her.
So, where's the telescope?
Well, it's in Hawaii, but Raj controls it from here. He's hoping to see Epsilon Eridani dim, which would be evidence of a planet orbiting it.
So we just sit and stare at the screen waiting for something to happen?
I did it with you when we rented the notebook. Yes, Jenna Rollins is a treasure. You better open up that bottle of wine or I'm going to end up with swimmers here.
Excuse me, I can't be drinking. I'm about to make an important scientific discovery here.
What? Galileo did his best work while drinking wine.
How do you know that?
Well, he was Italian. That's a reasonable assumption.
Dude, can you even open your mouth without spewing a cultural stereotype?
Oh, I'm sorry, Galileo drank Diet Sprite. Look, you're my best friend. She's my girlfriend. You should bond, you know, like you and my mom did.
Your mom creeps the hell out of me.
Yes, but she stopped calling you Slumdog Millionaire.
I do appreciate that.
Here we go.
Well, I'd like to propose a toast to science and friendship.
Hold on, wait. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
What?
Oh, I was working with penicillin-resistant gonorrhea in the lab today, and I was just trying to remember if I washed my hands.
Thanks for the steak, Wyatt.
My pleasure. It's nice to have dinner with a boyfriend of Penny's that knows how to use a napkin.
So not funny, Dad.
Let me tell you about this one genius she was going out with, this fella Donnie.
Oh, will you please let it go?
Donnie was going to make millions turning farm waste into biofuel and selling it to the government.
A lot of people are doing that.
Oh, see?
Yeah, but all Donnie did was mix pig poop with a little water and pump it into his mom's Camry.
Yeah, that's great. It's a funny story. Moving on.
And Donnie was a rocket scientist compared to that boy who wanted to get beer pong into the Olympics. What was his name, sweetheart?
Curtis. glasses, and I'm pretty sure he was joking.
Well, I don't know. That petition looked real to me.
Yeah, okay, I think this ends the ex-boyfriend portion of our evening.
Well, I'm just glad you finally found yourself a keeper.
Oh, thanks, Wyatt. I'm a keeper.